Okay, we'll talk after Shiva. Thank you. Okay. We left off. Yes. We were just discussing the question of Suma. So let's have the Gemara. The Gemara says, "My time is Sumcha. Some of Zerum Nation Echbetzel Gabi Karka. Kulu Nami Chavuti Mechati. But all the girls fall." The answer is Kula Rosa Maris Leiman. All the girls who might have fallen become because eight to show their mother. And then we discuss Rashi and Tosos. Let's stick with Tosos for now. That they would, when it came time to clarify, they would clarify that it was a Mukas Eitz. And if they don't clarify it's a Mukas Eitz, then she's not. As opposed to the Suma, who's zooing Nerov and Marlima, she can't see, so she won't see the blood, she won't show her mother, and they won't know, and therefore, the fact that they don't tie her, we'd still assume she's a Mukas Eitz, just that she didn't know. The Rishonim here have a kasha, because the Gemara here says, Hulu Nami Chibud Mechaten. Right? All the girls fall, which implies that Mukas Eitz, this we discussed previously, according to Tosef Shah, Mukas Eitz is Shlicha.
That's right.
Right? That all the girls, this would have to, obviously it doesn't mean every single girl is a Mukas Eitz 100%. It just means that it's a suffix. Every girl is a valid suffix of Mukas Eitz. So Tosef asked this Kasha, that's where we left off, on Daf Tes. The Gemara in Daf Tes talked about the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah talked about Tainus Basulim. Why do we care so much that Basulim Nisus Leomer V? So if he has Tainus Basulim, he will go tell the Bez Din. So the Gemara explains the Testament Bez, nothing to do with the Ksuba that we saw from Daf Yud Bez and Daf Yud Gimel. We don't make a takana for him to fight with her whether she gets a Ksuba or not. That's their own business. If he wants to fight, he'll fight. If not, not. We don't need to make a takana to help one party win over the other party when they're fighting over Ksuba. The reason the takana is because of the Isser Shevadavar, because we're afraid of that she might be forbidden to him. And then we need to make a takana that he should clarify it. Okay, so the Gemara Daf Tes says when Taketh, he says Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, when would she be forbidden to him? So the Gemara mentions that they have three cases. In a regular case, we say it's mutter because of a spake spake, right? Safek, that whatever happened to her was before Kedushin, and something, right? Maybe she was Mizana before Kedushin, so that may or may not be a nice thing, but it doesn't create any problem of being forbidden to her husband, and maybe it was Ba'onis, which also not forbidden to her husband. What's the problem? In what case would it be Usser? It would be Usser in a case of Aishas Kohen. Aishas Kohen is only a suffix Kodem Kedushin or after Kedushin, but Onis and Ratzon are equally Usser, and in the case of Niskancha, Bechusa, Mibas, Yimel, where it's only a suffix onus because there's no possibility that was before the Kedushin because she was under three. So Tosis' question is, why don't we say a Sveik Sveika? Just say this is also a Sveik Sveika. Why? Suffix Mukas Eitz, right? Maybe no one slept with her at all. So why isn't every case mutter? Because maybe it's Mukas Eitz, maybe Drusus Ish, and even if it's a person, even if it's a man, then maybe it's before Kedushin, maybe after Kedushin, so the King of Gemara says also would be Mutter. So how do you answer this question? Basically, what many Rishonim want to answer this question is, we can't make a Sveik Sveik out of Mukas Eitz, because Mukas Eitz is not common. It's Lo Shlicha. Can't make a Sveik Sveik out of a far-out possibility. But our Gemara says kuluchavu v'muchavu and it is shchicha. So how do you deal with this? And here we have daf lamed vav on the base, which says kulhu kibute mechavten, and here you have daf tes on an aleph where there is no suffik mukas eitz. One thing is clear. Doesn't explicitly say if it's shchiyah or not, but one thing is clear is that we're not a suffix that she's a mukas eitz. So what does Tosos say? Tosos says shchiyah or not shchiyah. What? Tosos says shchiyah. At least remember, Tosos elsewhere thought that this might depend on Rabbi Gamliel or Yeshua. But let's stick with Rabbi Gamliel for now, right? So Tosos says shchiyah. If it's Shchiach, then why in Daf Tesam and Aleph do we not have a Suffolk Mukas Eitz? What does Tosfos say? So first Tosfos say, according to who does it work out? What? Rabbi Nachmanel. Tosfos says, right, so here it is. Because Rabbi Nachmanel said the same thing he said about a Bogeris, he said about a Mukas Eitz. Okay. Did he absolutely have to? I'm not sure. The Mishnah, the Brisa says, well, Geras and Mukasa eats together. But you don't have to say they're exactly equivalent, but Rabbi Nachmanel thought they were equivalent. Just like a Bogeris, according to Rabbi Nachmanel, doesn't have Tainus Domin, but has Tainus Pesach Pasuach, so too Mukas eats doesn't have Tainus Domin, but has Tainus Pesach Pasuach. In other words, it's Nicha, because Mukas eats Pischasasum. Meaning, if the guy had the Tainus Pesach Pasuach, he'd have to be a little nitchak on Tesam Beis and they discuss Tainus Domin. But at least on the Tesam Aleph, the guy says Pesach Pasuach, what's such that she can't be a Mukas Eitz? Because the Mukas Eitz doesn't have a Pesach Pasuach. That's what she tells us, just like a Bogeris has Besulim of Pesach, but not of Domin. So to Mukas Eitz still has Besulim of Pesach, just not of Domin. So that's no problem. The problem is, of course, that Rabbi Nachmanel is a bit of a shitas yachid in this. So, certainly when it comes to Mukas Eitz, so Tosos mainstream says that Mukas Eitz is Shchiach, but why aren't we Masovka that in the Tesam and Aleph? It's really Shchiach. Why aren't we Masovka that in the Tesam and Aleph? Because, since it's not... Exactly, it's not embarrassing, it's not a Gnai. If it's not a Gnai, then... What's the proof she's not in Mukas Eitz? The proof she's not in Mukas Eitz is that she didn't tanya it. Now, we're not talking about Dini Mamanus here. We're talking about Isurim. Right? It's not like, since she didn't tanya, she has no right to tanya. We're talking about Isra Heter. But even in Isra Heter, if someone could have made a tanya and didn't make the tanya, that's a valid proof in Isra Heter also. That's, so, says Tosos, that... If she was a Mukas Eitz, she would have tainted that. The Ein Bokanai. Tosa asks, oh, why do we make up sveikos of tachtav, lo tachtav, etc., even though she doesn't taina? The answer is, all the other sveikos that she slept with a man. We don't know if it was the onus of a rutzim. We don't know if it was before Kiddushin or after Kiddushin. It would be embarrassing for her to admit any of those scenarios. So therefore, they're all equally likely, so we make up sveikos. But in Mukas Eitz, it's not embarrassing to be Mukas Eitz. She would have said so. If she didn't say she was Mukas Eitz, that's proof that she is not a Mukas Eitz. This Tosus actually comes in two slightly different versions. When the Ritva over there quotes from Tosus, or he quotes from Rabbi Tam, or the Ritva here quotes his first Deya, he has a slightly different version, which is... there would be a kol. But the same idea. Ein bo gnai. Because there's no gnai, if she was Mukas Eitz, she would have admitted to people she was Mukas Eitz. She would have told her mother. Mother would have told her friends it was Mukas Eitz. There would be rumors she was Mukas Eitz. It's the same basic idea. Mukas Eitz, silence, is a proof that it doesn't exist. Unless you're a sumo, of course. Right? But by a regular person who can see, right, the... silence of a what's the opposite of summa? Pikeach. I don't mean pikeach so with das necessarily. Here I mean with sight. Silence of a pikeach is proof that she's not a mukas eitz. So it is shchiach, but by a regular girl who would see and tell her mother, the fact they were silent is proof that she's not a mukas eitz. And that's why it's not a suffix.
So okay. Is that the same logic as Rabbeinu Kananel? She would have admitted.
No, according to Rabbi Nachmanel, if she was a Mukas Eitz, she wouldn't have had a Pesach Pasuach. Meaning physically.
Yes. Physical claim.
Physically. Rabbi Nachmanel holds the Mukas Eitz is physically different. Okay. That is the...
Just the... I don't have to be Really, the idea that someone could become Muqatzeitz without knowing it.
So apparently not. That's exactly what Argamar says. Why can't you become Muqatzeitz without knowing it? Argamar says because Ros Umaris Iman. Because if someone became a Muqatzeitz, then there would be blood. And if there was blood, then they would have noticed. Right? That's why you can't do that. That's exactly what Argamar says. That's why it depends if you're blind or you can see. If you can see, then you have to notice, you have to notice the blood. In a Hanami, you might not notice the feeling. After all, people fall, and they feel like they fell, and how do they know exactly what happened? But you notice the blood. Unless you were blind, and then you wouldn't be able to see.
So Rabbeinu Chanan, so Muqatzeitz is not Shechiyach. Chabutei Chabatan is not Shechiyach.
So for Rabbeinu Chanan, Muqatzeitz is Shechiyach. It is Shechiyach.
Yeah.
I mean, again,
but then but how can the husband tell Pesach Pasuach?
Because if there's a Pesach Pasuach, then she's not a Muqatzeitz. If there's a Pesach Pasuach, she's automatically Drus Hashish. If there's a Pesach Pasuach, proves she's not a Muqatzeitz, and Muqatzeitz has a closed Pesach. Okay, don't ask me to explain the physiology behind it. But that is a Reino Chananel. Okay, the Ritva and the Rashba take a... or the Ritva takes a slightly different approach. The Ritva on Daf Tesim and Aleph talks on his own, and over here he quotes from Pinchas Alevi, the brother of the Ra'a. Okay, there are some historians who think that Pinchas Alevi wrote the Sefer Chinuch. No one knows who wrote the Sefer Chinuch. Some historians think it was the Ra'a. Some historians think it was his brother Pinchas. And some historians say they don't know. Okay, if first comes to shove, I would go with the last group. it's always safer that way. But what does the Ritva say? Is it Shchiach or not? So, what? exactly. Says the Ritva. It's still a little unclear to me. I must admit that it's not 100% clear to me. If the Ritva and the Pes and the Ritva go to Pinchas Halevi on our Sugya are saying the exact same thing or not. Maybe someone else has an opinion on this. Let's start with the Ritva and the Test. The Ritva and the Test says it's not Shchiach. That's why it's not a suffix on the Test in Yom Yisurim. Because it's not Shchiach. Okay, I'm not talking about you give all Shitainas and Kaseitz. If you tie into something, that's a different story. We're talking about an Isra Heter. Right, Isra Heter, we just have to look at what's Shchiach and what's not Shchiach. It's not Shchiach, that's why it's not a suffix. What does our Gemara mean? So he has a totally different way of reading our Gemara. What does our Gemara say? Argamar doesn't mean kulu chibute mechabte. They all fall and become Muqatzeitz. Argamar actually means the opposite. Kulu chibute mechabte. All girls fall, and yet they don't become Muqatzeitz. Right? Alright, you think Muqatzeitz is shchiach? Everyone knows Muqatzeitz is uncommon. So if Muqatzeitz is uncommon, don't all girls fall? The answer is when you fall, you don't become Muqatzeitz. Right? That's what he says. He says, what does it mean? It means kulu. What's the phrase in our Gemara? Nami chibute michabti. Kulu nami chibute michabti. Vilo nasos mukaseitz. All girls fall. It's not a proof. The question is, isn't everyone a mukaseitz then? Question is, I know that they're falling. This is a proof that falling doesn't make a mukaseitz. You can fall, even if you fall a little funny. Falling doesn't damage the basula. What's the proof? All girls fall, and yet they're all still basulos at the wedding. 99% of them are basulos at the wedding. They all fall. That proves that falling doesn't injure the basulim. That Muqatzeitz is lo shchiyah. So it means exactly the opposite. Then what is the maskana of our Gemara? Hold on. If falling doesn't injure the... if falling doesn't injure the basulim, then what's the maskana of our Gemara? So here the Ritva is... not 100% clear, then why does the Summa not have time as Basulim if falling doesn't injure the Basulim? Why does the Summa not have time as Basulim? So I'm not 100% sure what he means, I must admit. I'm not 100% sure what the Maskana of our Gemara is.
Word? That's what I said. It's because of the Summa falls so much and so hard and she doesn't know.
Like her Pinchas Halevi.
Right.
Right, so you want to say like a Pinchas Halevi, so maybe that would tie into, I'm a simple guy, I wish I could prove it either way. Is the Ritva the same as Pinchas Halevi? After all, in both Daf Tes and the Lamed Vav, he says two Pshatim, Tosfos, which he names there and not here, and another one. So let's assume they go together for now. But his own pshat is what he quotes in Daf Tes from Tosfos. No, call.
No.
What's his own pshat? On Daf Lamed Vav.
Yes, before he brings it into play, yes.
What's his own pshat? It's not Tosfos, about call. I have a Ritva. I'm one step ahead of you. Yeah. So, what does he say? He says, V'yeshlomar came into Rosa Marsla Iman Kishriach Kala Islahu Lemilsa. It's a call. There's a call. That's what Tosa says.
Right, but he's saying that before he comes on to
the I know. Yeah, but that pshat is the pshat equals from Tosa Nath Tess. I'm curious about the other pshat in Nath Tess. So maybe, what's the maskana then? MK. Lama Suma Ema Tainas Besubim. So maybe you could quote from Pinchas Halevi. What did the Pinchas Halevi say? He adds it in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds the maskana like there's one difference between Sumas and regular girls, right? Whether they see. Says you have to just add something to the Gemara. Okay. What are you adding to the Gemara? I'm not sure exactly where the words you add this to the Gemara. Kulu rose amaris l'iman zuin erova amar l'imon. What it means is that, first of all, sumas fall more. I mean, which is mistabar does in common sense. If you can't see, then you're going to fall a lot more.
Not
sumas
not
fall more. Okay. The,
They learn how to function without seeing. So.
I guess so. But, yeah. But sumos fall more, and they can't notice if there's blood, as opposed to other girls who don't fall in the first place. And if they did fall, there's blood. So what does he say? He says, maskana gemara is that sumos fall more than, I think, sighted girls. Sumos fall more, and once they fall more, therefore it's shchiach for them, even if it's not shchiach for everyone else. Okay, so that would be the alternative to Tosos. one second. This is what I was talking about. You could say that these are two different shatim. The Ritva thinks that is trying to say it's not shchiach, and Tak it's not shchiach, and nonetheless sumas have no time as basulim. Because even a non-shchiach taina can defend against tainas besulim, and Rav Pinchas Halevi would say that, and Rav Pinchas Halevi would say no, they fall more in the shchiach for them. So that's why I'm just not 100% sure what the maskana is according to the Ritva. If he means the same as Rav Pinchas Halevi or not, but let's assume for now he means the same as Rav Pinchas Halevi. The Rashba here makes it a little more complicated. He suggests at first that, although he doesn't stick with this would be a great answer, he says, maybe that's the machlokes in Sumchos and the Chachamim. Sumchos holds Mukas Eish Shchiach, and the Chachamim don't. And we're only asking within Sumchos, saying within you Sumchos, aren't they all Chibut and Chachta? So he suggests that in the Havamina. That would be a completely different answer, but it's only his Havamina. Shut Rashba. The Havamina, he says, Argmar Sumchas holds Shchiach, and the Chachamim hold that it's not Shchiach. That's his Havamina. He says, don't bring me a Raya, we don't hold like Sumchas, and maybe that's exactly why we don't hold like Sumchas. Why don't we hold like Sumchas? Because he thinks Mukazes is Shchiach, and we think it's not Shchiach. But in the end, he rejects that, and he says, not true. He says, even in Sumchus himself doesn't really think that Mukas Eitz is doesn't think that Mukas Eitz is Shchiach. and here he makes it a little more complicated. He sort of splits the difference between Tosfos and the Ritva. I know he didn't have the Ritva yet. It's a little anachronistic. He says, well, there are two types of injury. And these two types of injury, one he answers like Tosfos, and one he holds like the Ritva. What does the Rashba say? The Rashba says there's Chavata and there's Mukas Eitz. Chavata is not the same as Mukas Eitz. Chavata is not the same as Mukas Eitz. He says, Chavata is not embarrassing, it's not a gnai. And therefore in Chavata there would be a kol if there's Chavata. Chavata is shriach, but there's a kol. Like Tosos. So here's where he has Sveidinim. I didn't give enough room here, really. The Shem Rashba, what does he himself say? He says this Sveidinim. He says, when it comes to Chavata, Chavata is Shriach, but there would be a kol. That's what we're dealing with in our sugar. Our sugar, we're dealing with some of the shliach. Some of the shliach, there would be a kol. You don't have to have to worry about it because there would be a kol. On the other end, there's something called mukas eitz. Mukas eitz is not shliach, and that's not the subject of our sugar. And he says, what's the difference? He says, chavata means falling and having an injury. Mukas Eitz means actual penetration of some object, but also makom. And he says, Mukas Eitz has a big tonight. Mukas Eitz is like a maisa ish, is that kind of maisa that a man would do. So Mukas Eitz is very embarrassing, but that's very uncommon. So we don't worry about things that, because that's uncommon. Falling and having an injury is very common, but it's not embarrassing. And therefore, if it happened, there would be a kol. So he says that, the sugi Mukas Eitz, we never tie that, it's not common. Our sugi is not about Mukas Eitz, Chavata. So go back, why don't we ever worry about Chavata? The answer is, because Chavata, since it's not embarrassing, there would be a kol, and in that he holds like Tosos. Okay.
Now, if you logically, if it's so common, there wouldn't be a kol, because it happens every day. But Mukas Eitz would be more of a kol, since that's not so usual.
Ah, interesting. But you probably have to put yourself in the mindset of a couple thousand years ago. Meaning something embarrassing that has to do with Mesulim, you would try to keep quiet because you don't want to ruin your shidduch chances. As opposed to Chavata, you might say, if it's common, then why would it bother to be a kol? The answer is, since it could lead to a mistake in Tainus Mesulim, so everyone makes sure to remember it and to talk about it because they don't want to get into a situation where they'll mistakenly have a Tainus Mesulim. Okay, going on in the Gemara. So here it's interesting. His lashon is pischa nekal vilonase bashum maisa ish in the chibot. Sounds like the chibot is. Now, what does he mean by pischa nekal or naol vilonase bashum maisa ish as opposed to pischa pasuach? He does make it sound like he's saying in chibot the pesach is still sasum. If in chibot the pesach is still sasum, then why do we care about it in our sugi? What's it doing in our sugi in the first place? So l'chora, what you have to say is, if he literally means, so I wasn't so clear, does he mean pischa nekal? I was a Soma guy, two ways of reading Sir Rashba. Okay, that's why I didn't necessarily want to comment on it, because if I wasn't asked then I'm not sure. But either he doesn't mean physically, he means sociologically. Therefore, physically it's the same thing. He meant sociologically, chibot's not embarrassing because it's still considered gan no'ol achusikala. Or what he means is physically, chibot has a pesach sasum. If chibot has a pesach, then how come a suma has no tainus psulim? You have to say it's only talking about tainus damim in our sugya. And you have to say our sugya is only talking about tainus damim. What? Then it would be chibot, would be shchicha. Yeah, but then the question is, why does he have to say it would have a kol? The answer is because he also wants to cover some of the tainus damim, like in Tesum Beis they discuss tainus damim, etc. So that's why he doesn't just suffice with that. Okay, the going on in the Gemara says hayotzis mishum shemra ein ba lo knas lo pitoy. Right, a woman who is divorced because of reputation of infidelity, rumors of infidelity, or rather divorced because of infidelity, doesn't have knas or pitoy. So we're asked, hayotze b'shem shemra baskilahi. What do you mean? Yotze b'shem shemra, that means like a motzi shemra, not like the parsha motzi shemra in the Torah where we lie. Motzi shemra, we told the truth, right? his wife committed adultery, and she really did commit adultery, and he divorced her. So she's chayv skila. Okay, what's the question? What does that mean? She's chayv skila. How is that? The Gemara says she has no constant pitoy. The Gemara's question is, she's chayv skila. What's the question? No,
he's chayv skila.
No, bas skila. The Gemara says bas skila. The Gemara says she's chayv skila.
But then there's no comely
benares. Okay, good. So here is a, as we know, it's a machlokes between the Tosfos and Tosfos Shoshanim. What is the question of Baskila? Everyone agrees it's a question of Pshita. Right? I don't think there's any other Pshat. Pshita that she doesn't have Knas. Right? The question is Pshita She'ein La Knas. Why is it Pshita? So one Pshat is Morty and Tosfos Yeshanim Mishum Timlei Ramine. After all, if she's Baskila, he's Ben Skila. And what are we referring to? Yotz Mishum Shemra? We're referring to the Maisa of Shemra. Meaning, if the Ma'anish or the Mefateh found a Nara Marasa and was Ma'anish or Mefateh her, and then she got divorced because of the Shemra, obviously there's no Knas. Because he's Chayiv Misa.
That's only him. He was Ma'anish her, she's not Chayiv.
Okay, so you have to say Baskila, and it's a Knas of Pitoy. Baskila, the truth is, Baskila doesn't have to mean she gets Skila, it just means she's the person who you get Skila for. She is the kind of person that is Skila. So, and those Shunim says, what's the case? According to those Shunim, the case is where Ones Upitoy before she was divorced, right? Meaning, she got divorced because of what this Ones Upitoy did. This onus mefate was ma'anis or mefate her, and then she got divorced, and he's pasha kim l'ramine. What does Tosu say though? What does Tosu say? Tosu says bu'ulihi means according to Tosos. How do we understand yotzis mishum shemra? That the case is ones umefate, not you're the guy who did the shemra. Even after the divorce. Right? Even after. Yotz Misham, she was already divorced Misham Shemra. A guy was ma'aris her. Shemra, so he divorced her. And then the guy was ma'aris umefate, so Pashti's Pater. Why is Pashti's Pater? Well, because if she did a shemra to get divorced, she's already a ba'ula. Right? Pashi or Pater and Ba'ula. So Tos says the Ptur is because of Ba'ula. Tos Yashanim says the Ptur is because of Kim and Rabbi Day. Okay, who's closer to the words of the Gemara? Tos Yashanim. Tos does this also, right? Meaning clearly, because the Gemara emphasizes Skila. For Tos it says, Baskila, meaning, we would give her Skila. We obviously know she's a Ba'ula. What did for Tos yet say? Baskila. Oh, we would even give her skila. If we give her skila, that means it's not a rumor. She actually did it. If she actually did it, then she's actually a ba'ula. It's a funny roundabout way of saying ba'ula. Meaning we're sure she's a ba'ula, we would give her skila. We only give skila when we're sure of things, so we're sure she's a ba'ula. For Tosa, a roundabout way of saying it. For Tosa Yashanim, it's a direct way of saying it. The skila patted you for mamon. Why does Tosa not like Tosa Yashanim then if he's the more pashup shot? Tosa also knows the most pashup shot, right? What does Tosa say? What does Tos say? It's because of Ba'ula. Don't say when that's the more pashup shot in the words, right? Don't say the pshuto shel Gemara. That is, why not? Why not? Why doesn't Tos like Tos Yashanim? Exactly. Tosa says, don't like Tos Yashanim because that's not pashut. Kimud Ramine is a chiddush that we need to learn. How do we know Kimud Ramine is not Pashut? The Mishnah has to teach us Kimud Ramine. Bryces are parallel to Mishnayis. The Bryces teach the same thing as the Mishnah. So Kimud Ramine is a chiddush. So that's why he doesn't like Tosu Shanim, because Kimud Ramine Taka is a chiddush. Okay, Tosu Shanim says back to Tosus on the side. He says, no, what was the question? The question is, we don't need to learn Kim L'Rami, it's not a Chiddush, because you learn in the Risha. This is the Bryce on the bottom, that says Arayus or Shnei Esla Arayus, etc. We already learned Arayus. So we already know Kimlid Rabbinay. We already learned Arayus. Why do we need to know Kimlid Rabbinay again? But the truth is, it's not a good time. Tosfos has the upper hand. Because in the Braisa, what was the reason you were potter for an Arayus? Was it because of Kimlid Rabbinay? How do we explain the Braisa? Why is there no Knesset between Arayus? Because this is the Shita of Shimon Hatimani or Shimon Remanasya, the Isha Ru'yalo. So the Torah Arayus is not because of Kimlid Rabbinay, it was because they ain't a Ru'yalo. We hadn't learned the Torah of Kimlid Rabbinay in our Braisa. So that's why Tosfos really seems to be the smoother shot in the Sugya. Because it's always worth teaching Kimlid Rabbinay to Braisa. We haven't learned that yet, because Arayus was a different Torah. Alright? After all, Arayus was even Chayvei Krisos, it was even, Chayvei Malkus, the Hasra, it was even case with the Don Kimlid Rabbinay. That was a separate Torah. Okay.
According to Tosfos Yeshayahu, she's considered a Motzi Shema for divorce when it's either illness.
It's an interesting question, meaning Yotzis, according to the Tosfos Yeshayahu, how does he read Yotzis Misham Shemra? Meaning, if it's Pitoy, if it's honest.
Doesn't the Gemara test when it brings a Sotzi, that it says?
Absolutely. Unless Tosfos Yeshayahu means that maybe she already committed adultery with someone else, and then this guy's ma'anish, or then it would also be a ba'ula. It could be that he would just have to take a shemra as a little avdafka. I mean, the shemra is referring to the pitoy side, but it's the same idea of adultery as the onus side. John, you have a better shot?
Oh, no. It's not what Tosishanim is saying, but you could have also said that this is also not ruyala. Meaning it's not real because it's
Baskin. But that's not what he says. That's not what he says. You could have said, Pshita, it's like Arayus, that it's Ena Ru'uyalo. Now that's an interesting question. Is this lady considered Ru'uyalo or not? Is it considered Ru'uyalo or not Ru'uyalo? But not so Pashat, because if she gets divorced, she's more Ru'uya to him. Right? So I was wondering who would say that pshat. I was also attracted to that pshat, right? What does Lubat say? Pshita, we already know from the Ramesha that Eina Ru'uyalo doesn't have a knas. But I'm wondering, Eina Ru'uyalo now or Eina Ru'uyalo later? And even later, if it's Pito, it would still be perhaps Chai Bilabi. So I hear the pshat, and you wonder why he didn't say it, right? Lubat, let's put Lubat. Lubev says, Pshita, the Eina Ru'uyalo, and we know our Braisa is Shimon HaTeimani or Shimon HaMenasseh and Eina Ru'uyalo. Right? Why, and it's before divorce. This, of course, also gets on to Rashi or Hananel, if you look at before the Bia or after the Bia. So, I also wondered why didn't Tosfos Yeshayahu say your pshat, which would have worked out a lot better. The only thing I could think of is that he thinks this would be called Ru'uyalo, because he holds that Ru'uyalo goes by after the Bia, and Ru'uyalo means even potentially later. But that's a little tricky, because then Achus Ishto should also be Ru'uyalo. No? I don't know. It's a good question why he didn't say your pshat. You're right, I would have given him the same advice you did. Okay, and then he would have been saved for my question. Continuing the Gemara, says the Gemara, Amrav Sheshes Hachikarmi, she yotzel shem Rabbi Yaldusa. In the end, clearly it doesn't mean a woman who committed adultery, that's pashut, whether for reasons of the adultery itself is Kibud Ravine, or the adultery itself is Enru Yalo, or for reason that it means after the adultery, like Tosos, she's already Ba'ula. Rather, it means someone who had bad rumors about her when she was younger. Younger could just mean yesterday. Just means before this incident. Right? Someone who had bad rumors about her in her youth, ain lo knas lo pitoy, because we assume she's a ba'ula. Right? A girl with a bad reputation. She has a reputation for looseness. So therefore, there's no knas bonus pitoy, because the guy tainus, come on, everyone knows that she was a ba'ula. So, amr, papa, shmami, na shtar, raya, lo magbinabe. This is a principle, dini mamadus. What do we see from here? At least we think at first, that rumors are considered proof in Dini Mamonos, so that means that a shtar that has a bad reputation, we can't be gova with the same thing. Can I be Motzi Mamon if I seem to have a good reason to be Motzi Mamon, but there's a reputation that I don't deserve the money. Right? The girl comes, owners of a fata, I want Motzi Mamon, the reputation is she's a Lula. And she can't be Motzi Mamon. So too, I have a shtar, you owe me $1 million. I can be Motzi Mamon, the reputation is the shtar is forged. And therefore he says, I can't be Motzi Mamon. That's what we think at first. So, hey Chidami, what's the case? Eli Nafa Kalalei Deshtari Zaifu, if you say it was, like we think at first, just rumored that it's forged, Dachvasai, then the parallel here, the Nafa Kalalei Zanoi, it's rumored that she sleeps around. Rabbi says, no, even if she has a reputation of a zona in the city, we don't listen to it, meaning, you can't trust these rumors. Lots of people spread rumors about innocent girls for all kinds of various reasons. Because they have an agenda, or just because it's titillating to share those rumors, and they're often not true. Likewise, lots of people spread rumors about people's business documents that they're forged because it meets their financial agenda, their business agenda, and it's not true. We can't paskin based on rumors. So rather, it can't be. It can't be that rumors are given credence in halacha. You need evidence in halacha. So, what does it mean? Rather, elados ve'trever amel adidhu tevat. It means you have two Edim who say, and what do two Edim say? If two Edim says she was Mazana, then we know she's a Mulu, that's Pashat. It's only a rumor, but say reputation. Two Edim say she asked us to do Znos with her, and we said no. But the fact that she asked, we have evidence that she requested Znos, that's enough to take away her Chesgas. Besula and make us choshet that she's a Beula. Dachvasa hacha da'asu make trevi armelijin huarmelu zaifuli. And what's the parallel? So if two Edim said that she wanted to do Znus, then that she's, we can't assume she's a Basula. Likewise, if two Edim come and say, this guy asked us to falsely sign a Shtar, Rashi says, the Zaifu here doesn't mean to forge someone else's signatures. It just means to sign falsely. Right? Two Edim come and say, you know, Reuben came to us and says, I want a Shtar that Shimon owes me $1,000. Can you sign it? I'll give you $20. And we said, no, we don't want to violate the ninth commandment. So therefore, just like by the girl, once she requested one person who's nus, we assume she did this nus. And she's a mula.
She's doing it with the Edom themselves.
Yeah, she asked them, and they said no, but Mustama, she asked someone else. So likewise over here, he asked two guys to sign a false shtar for him, they said no, Mustama, he asked someone else, and we don't trust the shtar. Then whereas Kasha is, Bishlom ha'asa m'shrichi prutzin, elohachem hu ha'asui bo'i shomi ho'asuga. The difference is, over here, by the case of Znos, it's not any specific people that we suspect her of. Right? Meaning, she asked these two guys to do Znos with her, and they said no, because they were nice from boys. So, we assume she found someone else. Why do we assume she found someone else? What about Cheskes Kashrus? I mean, she has no Cheskes Kashrus. She has two people to do Znus. Right? What about Cheskes Kashrus of everyone else? The answer is, there is no Cheskes Kashrus of everyone else, because we know there's a variety of people in the world. There are some from people, some Prutzen people. So she found the Prutzen people. But over here, she doesn't bring a shtar signed by everyone else. She brings a shtar signed by two specific people. Right, by Hanoch ben Reuven and Yemuel ben Shimon. They would be puzzled. Hanoch ben Reuven and, and who knows, and Yankel ben Shmerel. So, these two guys are specific people. They have a Cheskes Kashrus. We can't accuse them or even suspect them of giving false testimony. So that's what you mean, like, how could we suspect these two Edom false testimony? So the answer is, Halchanami came to call Mahadur Ziyufa Emer Ziyufa Ziyaf Ve'kasav. No, you're right. We don't suspect that these two Edom signed a false shtar. I mean, it's not that Chas V'Shalom, he brings in, it's signed by Morty and Charlie. We don't suspect that Morty and Charlie signed a false shtar. Just because this guy's an Oismar doesn't mean that we have the right to suspect two innocent, upstanding citizens. However, we do suspect that Morty and Charlie never saw the shtar and that he faked their signatures. Why? Because if he's going around looking for people to testify falsely, if he doesn't find them, then he'll revert to Plan B, and Plan B is just to forge someone's signatures. You know, he finds his signature on something, and forges it very carefully. And that's what we suspect. Okay. There's just a bit of a look we're showing here, although it's a bit lopsided. What's Pshat Nargumar? Why does Yotzeis Mishum Shemra not have Knas or Pitoy? Pasha Pshad Nar Gemarai. Thought was pretty Pasha. Not Yotzeis, but Yotza Aleha Shemra B'Yaldusa. Why no Knas and Pitoy? Ein la knas velo pitoy. Right? Doesn't get knas for onus or pitoy. Why? Okay. What's pasuk shot in our Gemara?
Assume that she's a be'ula.
Because you assume she's a be'ula beforehand, right? This is what all the Rishonim say. Why? Because she's a be'ula before the ones or the pitoy. Right? That's Shechichi Prutzin. She went and asked Reuben and Shimon to Zos with it. They said, no, Mastami, she found Levi or Yehuda or Yisachar as a Mulan. And this was all last week. So Mastami, she was ready to Be'ula last week. So by now, he's only managed to pass a Be'ula, so therefore, he doesn't have to pay Knas. He'll pay Boshes, he'll pay Tzar, but he doesn't have to pay Knas. What does the Rambam say? What?
You can even when she's a Gedola,
Rambam says that because this is the Rambam Shita. Remember what the Rambam said, that Onus and Mephat is talking about where he either forced her, that's Pshat and Onus, that's not a Kiddush, or where he had to seduce her and convince her against her better judgment. That's Mephat. But if she was Mafrasma, if she was interested in sleeping around the Chachila, then that's not Onus and Mephat, and there's no chiyuv. So what does he say? So chiyuv tor knas al onus umefata. Avuzul sheichina atzma lekach beimidai nidinasavia reizu kadesha. Nah, if she was interested in doing it lechachila, she's a kadesha.
Yeah, but that's with or without doing bia. Just because she's fooling around, the rabbi takes it very far. So the Mishnah Melech takes it even further. But she's asking for it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's asking for it. The Isser Kadesha, that we have two Adam that she asked, these two Adam said she asked people for it. So, therefore, what does he say? Lefikach Amr Chum Shayotze Lashem Rabbi Aldusa Ein Laknas, Kamosha Be Arno, Shari Zuba Chesgah, Sheif Kirat Smol, Zavarzat Bertsona. The Rambam has a interesting reading of the Gemara. He says, why is Yotze Lashem Rabbi Aldusa Ein Laknas? Because if she asked these two guys, and then a third guy came and was Ma'anish and Rafat to her, the chazaka is that she asked him also that she was
hefkira atzmal davar zeh birtsona.
Chazaka is she was not seduced and she was not coerced. Rather, she was interested in it. How do we know? She was interested in it. We know she was demanding it from other men. So what does he say? He says because even if she was a basula, it's not Kitoy, but Hefker Mirtzona. Right, that's not called Kitoy, that's called Hefker Mirtzona, that's called Kadesha, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Knas. So here it gets a little tricky. In Pitoy, it's a little easier to understand, right? Meaning a Stam girl, we assume Bechezkas, that Stam girls, even on Hayom Hazeh, they're not interested in sleeping with this guy, but the guy puts a lot of pressure on them and convinces them he wouldn't rape someone, but he convinces them against their better judgments. That's a Chazak Bastam girl. But this girl who already went and initiated looking for other guys, so the chazaka would be the opposite, that she was interested in initiating it. By pita, that makes a lot more sense. By ones, it's much trickier. And after all, our sugya says, the Rambam just says, ein la knas, but our sugya says, explicit, ein la lo knas lo pitoy, meaning neither ones nor pitoy. So here it becomes a little dachuk. What about ones? So the Mishnah Melech, I think, is the one who says that, even in Ones, it's a chazaka that he tried to force her, but she really wanted to do it anyway. He didn't realize, he wasted his effort trying to coerce her, when really she was interested in it anyway. That's a big chiddush in Metzius. That doesn't seem to match the Metzius the way it's reported in the newspapers nowadays. That there are plenty of, it could be shchiach in many cases, that a girl wants to sleep with Reuven and Shimon. But for all the money in the world, she won't sleep with Levi, and he really had to coerce her. That's not necessarily crazy. Certainly, if it looks like he coerced her, That would be my assumption. My assumption would be that she wasn't interested. If it looked like she got, he coerced her. So it's a big chiddush of Metzius, this Rambam. I mean, he doesn't say this, the Machronim say it, but I don't know. So the Rambam is very difficult. Number one, in the Metzius in Pitoy, it's not unreasonable. Pitoy is not unreasonable at all. By onus, it's a big chiddush. Pitoy, it looks like Pitoy. It looks like we talked her into it. But if we know she was going around asking another man, then Mastama, she didn't have to be sweet talked. By onus, it's much trickier. No, then her lawyer told her to claim Pitoy to get 50 shekels. By onus is trickier. Onus means there were Eidim who saw that it appeared to be an onus. So then to say it appeared to be an onus, but really she wanted it, L'chadchila is a big chiddush in Metzius. It's also very difficult in our sugya. Why is it difficult in our sugya? Because according to the Rambam, what does that have to do with Shchichi Prutzen? What does it do with the fact that Prutzen or Shchichi? We're not talking about what other men did. We're talking about what she did with this man, right? She went and asked Reuven Shimon to sleep with her. They said no. Then Levi was ma'anish of a fat to her. So we say Levi's putter because Chazaka, she was mafgir mi'ratzon. What does it do with Shchichi Prutzen? We're not talking about other men. We're just talking about Reuven. We're just talking about Levi. So the Rambam is very difficult in the Gemara. Okay, if anyone looked at the fly, he says...
But the Rambam is not talking about she's sleeping with the man, with the Edom.
No one's talking about the Edom or Kasha.
The Rambam's not fitting that much of the Gemara into...
No, the Gemara never has she slept with the two Edom. She slept with the two Edom that you possibly leave with the Shayim.
No, she didn't even...
The Rambam doesn't even quote the part of our Gemara about knowing what she asked them, although... If he wants to fit into the Gemara, he would have to say
but
that.
But he doesn't say
okay.
that.
Okay, so the Rambam doesn't fit into our Gemara. Right.
Okay.
That's the Baya. The Rambam is weak in two ways. Number one, Bensius, he's weak in Onus. It's a big assumption. Okay, he can make whatever assumption about Bensius he wants. But it's still a weak assumption. Number two, it's a weak assumption. It's very difficult to fit into our Gemara. According to the Rambam, who cares if it's Shechichi Prutzen or Lo Shechichi Prutzen? Even if it's Lo Shechichi Prutzen, our Gemara works just as well. So the Shimon Metzah says, "Bedochak, what does Shchichi Prutzen means?" She asks Reuven and Shimon, they say no. So you know what? Rambam's thinking about psychology. A girl wants to do an avera. She asks two people and they say no. What does she think? Does she think, well, I guess I shouldn't do this avera and do tshuva? Or does she think, there'll be someone else? And then Levi comes along and fathers her and her plan works beautifully. So he says, that depends on Shchichi Prutzen. If Prutzen would be rare, she would have said, I tried twice, and I give up, I'm now going back to the right derech. But since she knows Shchich, Prutzen, or Shchichi, she says, I tried twice, I'll keep trying until I find the right one, and she keeps trying to seduce us. Okay, that's a dachuk shot. Rambam, either way, I don't have a great defense, the Rambam's dachuk in our sugya.
Why can't Rambam become a brisker here and say that if they didn't accept that the zonah mufkat and the din runs mufkat?
Meaning, b'cheska shefkira atzmo l'dover zebir tzonah. That's an interesting shot in the Rambam that takes away the Metzius problem. I mean, right. He doesn't mean this guy chazaka she was mafkeres atzmo tzonah. He means dover zeznus. It's chazaka once she did it twice. It's an interesting question why twice is a chazaka. Although I guess he doesn't say twice, but the it's a chazaka she was in general mafker herself for zeznus. She was in general mock herself for znus, then we don't care if this guy's a fater ma'anis her. Anyone who's in general mock herself for znus is a kadesha. Even when someone's ma'anis her, and once she's a kadesha, that's already not in the parish of onus and fata. That could be that would be a chiddush in the Rambam. That meaning, if she's mock herself in general, but not to this guy, there's still a perknas. Because she's still called a kadesha, and kadesha is a different realm. The truth is that would help. It would be a chiddush in Lundus, but it would help the Metzius. You don't have to say Metzius, this guy held a gun to her head. You don't have to say she really wanted it. That's difficult to Metzius. Say, no, she really didn't want it. But once she's a chalos kadesha, then there's no din bonus of a fata and a chalos kadesha. That's, instead of making an assumption Metzius, we're making an assumption in Lundus, which is always easier, because it's hard to disprove. I hear the taina. That would probably better to make your hanacha than to make the Mishnah Melech's hanacha.
I mean, clearly, because there's a big difference. The kadesha can still be a basula. A zona is not a basula. There's no inyan of knas to start with.
Right. We're saying a kadesha, someone's mafkeres had someone wrote. So even if she didn't do it yet, that would be a chiddush that she still called a kadesha, and even if she didn't do it yet. And even if now she's not Mekiras Atzma L'Ratzon, maybe. Okay, so in the Rambam, let's just mention in the Rambam.
We do have cases where prostitutes are abused.
Not yeah, Corinne, that's what I'm saying. It's not so crazy. Then see us. What are the problems? Number one, why do you need Shlichi Prutzim, which the Gretzes gave a psychological explanation for, which is possible, but a stretch. That flaw here has a very Pilpulish explanation in the Rambam. And he wants to look at it, so I'm not going to mention it. Now, number two, what about Onis? After all, so you either have to say, either, right? You have to say she would have initiated if the guy hadn't been Onis her, which is a big Chiddush Metzias, or once she has Haloshem of Kedesha, there's no Knas, which is also a Chiddush. Number one, the Chiddush, she gets a Haloshem of Kedesha even if she didn't do it yet, just because she wanted to. And number two, that Haloshem of Kedesha has no Knas, even if right now she was Nensa. Okay, you're stuck. It's a difficult problem.
I was
going to
add that the Torah works out very nicely with the Mahalach we said about the Knas being Chil Ishos or things like that. And that would even work well for saying, even if she doesn't have a real, in general, she doesn't have a Haloshem Kedesha because she didn't have Bia yet. But for this, she's right on her own Mahalal, any step
right. Okay, good. Remind me also later, I have one other bone to pick with you. Okay. Simple pshat is, I wonder, why didn't the Rambam just say Pashat Pshat in the Sugya? And I don't have a great answer for that. Meaning, you know, you look like, oh, there's this stealthy Rishalmi or something. I couldn't find a stealthy Rishalmi. I don't know, we have to ask Rav Gorin if there's a Mechilta Rashbi, perhaps.
Only the Rambam could have said this pshat. Right?
Correct, but still, why did he? The Gemara is so pashat. There's no incentive to say a difficult pshat. So I don't know, it's a big tzorich, it's a mystery. If, I lost enough sleep over it, if anyone else wants to sleep over it, maybe more sleep than I, then maybe they will solve it. Meanwhile, we're going to go on to the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, the Elu she'ein lahem knas, right? So far, I think we only did one Mishnah, which is Elu na'ar she'ish lahem knas. So the next Mishnah has to be Elu she'ein lahem knas. And it starts with, it's basically parallel. Habala giyoris vela shvuyiva shivcho. How did our Mishnah start? It started with women, Mamzeris and Simi are parallel too. Then it has Yoris and Shifa, etc., less than 3 years old. And then it has Arayas that don't have Misa. So now we're going to have Yoris and Shifa, more than 3 years old, and Arayas with Misa. V'eloshim l'knas ha'bolag Yoris v'al-shvuyi v'al-shifcha sh'nithiv sh'nishkayiv sh'nishtachru yiseiros ha'b'noshol shom liyom echav, when they could have Bia, does not have a knas. Rav Yehuda omer shvuyi sh'nithiv re'kidushasa api shagdoli, says, no, a shvuyi, even if she's very old, meaning not only if she's 3 or 4, even if she's 12 or 13 or 15 or 20, and totally Ruhila Bia, still, we assume she still has her Chetzkis Kashrus and Chetzkis Pesula in this case, and she was not violated by her captors. Okay, and then it says, this Mishnah really, in all the Rishonim's Gemaras, this part of the Mishnah was not the same Mishnah. It was the next Mishnah, and it was on Daf Lamed Zayin Ibn Aleph. See that in all the Rishonim. They comment Baal Bito on Daf Lamed Zayin Ibn Aleph, so we'll save it till then. Our printer stuck it in here. That's why the Masor Shas says Ayin Tosel the Kamen Lamed Zayin Ibn Aleph to Mas Laba, meaning when all the Rishonim wrote their Perushim, these are two different Mishnayos, and first was the Gemara on Shvuya, and then came the Gemara on Bito. So we'll follow the Rishonim. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Dosa, Amru Davar Echad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda says a Shvuya is still a Basula. We don't assume anything happened. And Rabbi Dosa, the Tanya, Shvuya Chalot Matruma Divar Rabbi Dosa, that a Shvuya can still eat Truma. Right? We're talking about a Kohenis, right? Or an Eishes Kohen, right? So the mainstream Chacham is that she can't eat Truma anymore because we assume that she was Neschalala. And Rabbi Dosa says we assume nothing happened and she can still eat Truma. So they both assume that nothing happened to the Shvuya. Rabbi Dosa says, what are you so worried about, right? What did this Aravi do to her?
Tosa says the Arav are Shtufei Zima, even though they didn't necessarily capture people more than anyone else. Just because he harassed her a little, he passed her from the Kahuna, meaning of course the soldiers and the kidnappers who kidnap people, they harass them and they touch them a little, but they don't really sleep with them. That's not something you have to worry about. So they say the same thing. Amarav and Demalohi, not necessarily. Adkan lo kamar Yehuda hachel shlo yechkote niskar al hasim karbanis virle. It could be you could differentiate either way. First of all, it could be the Rehuda here really thinks we are machmer about the shvuda. We are choshish for the shvuda. We're only not choshish here shlo yechkote niskar. Meaning in iser v'heter, he would say we have to be machmer. But over here, he doesn't want to be machmer and hotzas mamon and say, don't be motzi mamon because she might be a bu'uva. Because lo yechotei niskar, it's always better to make the IP a knas because he's a chotei. Inami, adkan l'kabar Rav Dosa hasim ele b'truma d'rabbanan, lo v'knas da reis yagranis v'ilei, or maybe Rav Dosa was only makel there by truma because it's midrabbanan. But over here, which is d'raisa shayla knas, d'idei mamonis d'raisa, he would hold like the chachamim. Okay, before we get to the details of the Gemara, first of all, what do you mean by truma derabanan? Since when is truma derabanan? What does Rashi say? He says man is bad, meaning no one said, or it's dochuk to say, he means truma vegetables, which is derabanan, because Rav Dosa should have said so. That's a dochuk shot, right? You want to have a, he said she's most of all truma. So you want to make her mutter all truma. So Rashi says, how is all truma derabanan? Rabbi Dosa was talking in his time period. And in his time period, truma was derabanan because truma's been derabanan since, you know, the days of, since the time of Sefer Malachim.
But we have a lot of other cases. We're talking about truma
derabanan
is talking about
Sofek truma. Demai, but we don't want to say he's talking about demai. That would be going too far. If we had to be nidchak, we'd say he's talking about truma species, which is derabanan, but it's obviously easier to say he's talking about all truma, because he doesn't say demai, which would fit as much as that. We'll see. Of course, Tos Rush had a different shot. Tos Rush thought even that was too dachuk. No, why should we say he's only talking about truma as much as that? So we'll see that in a second. Here, the big question becomes, what's the status of Shvuya? Shvuya is interesting, because we don't actually have evidence that anything happened to her. Right? All we know is that she was captured. And we know what happens sometimes to women who are captured, but obviously we don't have any clear evidence one way or the other. So what's the status of Shvuya? Why are we machmir in Shvuya? So what do we find many places in Shas? What's a phrase that comes up in Shas? Shvuya, we assume, was nivala to her captors. But what does it say many places in Shas? Two-word phrase? What? Bishvuya hikilu. Right? It says, what is it, 5-6 times in Shas? 6 times in Shas. It says Bishvuya hikilu, right? Once in Ksuba's Daf Chav Gimel, twice in Daf Chav Zayin, once in Daf Nun Aleph, once in Babakama Daf Kuf Yudalid. And once in Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis, where it's a little sneaky, because it says Hikilu B'Shvuya. So you have to be careful to notice it. So 6 times in Shas says they're Mekel and Shvuya. What is Mekel and Shvuya? Meaning, even though we seem to say here she's a Suffolk soul, she can't marry a Kohen, and she can't eat Truma, and she doesn't get a Knas, and she doesn't get a Ksubas Masayim, but we're Mekel. Just some of the examples of the Kulas are, for example, if we don't know she was Shvuya, she did a Pesha Asar. She said, I was captured, but I was not violated. We believe her because of Pesha Asar, even if 5 minutes later, Adam come in and say she was captured. We still believe her. Or, for example, even if her own Shifcha was with her and testified that she was not violated, even though normally we don't believe your own Shifcha about something, here we believe you. Or, the Akata Misichu Vitumo, if a little kid testifies that, or just states that she was not violated, then that's good enough, even though we don't believe him in normal Isurim, or Daf Kedushin Daf Yud Beis. If we're told there are Edom elsewhere who saw what happened, we don't go search out for them and wait to see what they come, we could just say that she's okay and not worry about the possibility of she was a Shvuya or other Kulas they have throughout Shas. But Shvuya Kilu, Shvuya we seem to be very makel about. Hashav Shat, what would you think? Why are we so makel in Shvuya? What does that normally imply? That what kind of Isser is it? It normally implies there's only an Isser Drabanan.
right? That's Pashup Shat. Why would we make it in Shvuya? It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. Why would it only be an Issa D'Rabbanan? After all, Safik D'Oraisa L'Chomra. Maybe she's Nischalala. Because Cheskas Heter. Cheskas Besula. Cheskas Heter. I mean, for our purpose, we Cheskas Besula. Right? It doesn't have to be Besula. It could be a Be'ula woman who we want to know for Kahuna. Right? Cheskas Heter.
We need to have a meal for this?
What?
We need to get a Gamliel in this chazaka
here? That is a great question. I saw one of the farshim said perhaps not even, because here there's no shor shachat lefanecha, because it, maybe even Rabbi Shua would agree, because in this case, we don't even have, it's not even Leah's case, in the end she'd never sue them, we don't know when. Over here, she might still be a basula. Okay, so the pashup shot would be that it's only an issur d'rabbanan. That shvuya is only a chash d'rabbanan. That is what Tosvos assumes here. What does Tos say? Ve'elo she'en len knas ha'giyors v'shvuya avagav d'midor raisha shvuya lohavya b'cheskas ba'ula. Even though midor raisha, she's not b'cheskas ba'ula, meaning she's b'cheskas basula. K'dar minim chal dochta d'mishvuya kilo. How do we know midor raisha she's b'cheskas basula? Because we're always make up by a shvuya. Right? So what's Tosa's question? Tosa's question is this. What's the status of Shvuya, let's say, min HaTorah? So what does Tosa assume? That Mida Oraisa, she is Bechezkas Besula. Mida Oraisa, she's Bechezkas Besula. So then, what's the nature of the gzera? Nature of gzera? A chumra by yuchsin, by kahuna. That even though midoraisa, she's becheskas besula, or becheskas heter. Becheskas besula, or becheskas heter. Or becheskas shalom nivala, lahem, right? Becheskas besula, or becheskas heter, meaning she was not violated by her captors. What's the nature of the Tachan Darabanan? Darabanan and Takan, Achumra and Kahuna, right? The Nachmina Shuya is for Kahuna, it's not for Yisraelim. They were attacking a special Chumra to be Choshesh anyway, Achumra Darabanan, and that's why they were Makel, they had a special Chumra Darabanan, since it was only Chumra Darabanan, they were Makel in many circumstances. Okay, so it's Becheskas, Besula, or Becheskas Heter, and how about for Kahuna? And Truma, and here we are for Knas. So, Hechmiro midrabanan ta'asa her. And what's Tosus' question? Hold on. If midoraisa, she's still perfectly kosher. It's just a chumra midrabanan in kahuna. They were very machmer in Kedushas kahuna. They were machmer more than necessary in Kedushas kahuna. So then Tosus' question is, hold on. Why are they pater from Knas? Why are they pater from Knas? So Tosa says, and the implied question is, why the path from Knas? So what's Tosa's answer? You come welcome in La Knas. Why in La Knas? What does Tosa say? What?
She's a bula for everything. She's
why?
Because we're married
to Kohen. Exactly. I just wanted to add that, right? Gzeira atu Kehuna. Right? As a Xavier that she might marry Cohen after all. If they said that this happened to a girl and they said she has a knas, everyone will think that there's no problem whatsoever. And then the next time this happens to a girl, they'll let her marry a Cohen. Or even this girl, they'll let her marry a Cohen.
But when the holy knas comes up, after she had she was
Ma'anes or Mufate. Yeah, but if she's Ma'anes. No, but if she's Ma'anes or Mufate by a kosher Jew, she can still marry a Cohen. Only because the people who capture the Shvuy are Goyim, the apostle for Kahuna. A kosher Jew does not pass over.
Everyone holds that way? Because isn't there someone who holds Mukhatayitz can't marry Kohen?
That's a Kohen Gadol.
Oh, that's a Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, but that's only a Kohen Gadol. Okay, Kohen Gadol's not as Shita. Okay, that's Tosfos Shita. Very, very Pashut. Yes?
Are we also talking here about Heter because if she's an Ashish and maybe she enjoyed it a while?
That's what the Gemara discusses in Daf Nun Aleph Mitzvahs. They say.
Because my question further then is, why over here we make you? When all over Yavamos, every case they came up with, they gave the Zeras that someone might think this or think that and learn from this and that. How come here all of a sudden they're make you?
Ah, for Tosus makes a lot of sense why we're so Mekel. Because really, we shouldn't really need to write so we don't think she was violated in the first place. It's only a Chumra Midrabanan that we suspect anything happened. So it's only a Chumra Midrabanan, meaning Midaraisa, it's not a suffix. Midaraisa, she's kosher. It's only Midrabanan they had a suffix. It's the only suffix Midrabanan. They're very Mekel on how to apply that suffix. As opposed to a lot of other things where maybe Midaraisa there's a suffix.
No, but in those cases, the Gemara specifically says it's not because we think something happened or we don't want her. Because they might think that, seeing this, they might think that you could be matir something else. I mean, they're always, all over Yavamos, always matir. And also, here they're making it. I mean, that's
right, but I don't see how over here would be a problem. Let's say a little, you know, her own shifra said she was not violated. Then what's that going to lead us to be making on something else? Worst comes to worst, it'll lead us to be making on a stam shvuya. Which is much to be done nice anyway, so it's not a big deal. Okay, however, the Tosos Rush says a little differently, right? The Tosos Rush at first says exactly like Tosos, then later he says, and now you don't need to say what I said before, right? What does he say in the end? How does he interpret what we mean by Trumas Drabanan? What does the Tosos Rush say? What does it mean that Trumas Drabanan? What does he say?
This is Drabanan.
What?
This is Drabanan.
Why is it only Mr. Drabanan? What did the Tosfos Rush say? That what is her status? Midaraisa Shvuya? She's Becheskas Nivala or Becheskas Shalom Nivala?
She's a
Suffolk.
Sure question.
She's a Suffolk. She's a Suffolk. Midaraisa, she's a Suffolk. Midaraisa, she's a Suffolk. Right? Midaraisa. Well, she is a Suffolk. Or let me say better. Mida Oraisa, Lom Nivala. We assume Lom Nivala. Tos Rosh says, no, Mida Oraisa, she's a Suffolk. If Mida Oraisa, she's a Suffolk, then what? If Mida Oraisa, she's a Suffolk, then what? Then what should her din be for Kahuna and for Truma? What? Really? Safi Daraisa L'chumra? Says the Tosfos Rush that Mida Oraisa Chezkas Heter. Mida Oraisa, you follow the Chazaka and assume she's Mutter. But Mida Rabbanan, right, we are choshish for the suffix. That's what it means, trumas mirabanan. What does it mean, trumas mirabanan? Midaraisa would be mekel because of cheskas heter. Midrabanan, they're machri, choshish for the suffix, even though she has cheskas heter. Now, how does he explain Rabbi Dosa? Why doesn't she have a knas? After all, you think the Rabbanan would be gozer? Does he have to say the Rabbanan are gozer if she doesn't have a knas? Why doesn't she have a knas? Because it's a suffix. Suffix is, sir, you go by Cheskes Heter. What are you doing, suffix mamon? Hamotzim Yechorel of Haraya. Right, let me just make this a little more clear. Mida Oraisa, she is Lo Nivala. Midrabanan Hechmiru La Osra. Mida Oraisa, she was Lo Nivala. Midrabanan, right? Gzeira Atu Kahuna. There goes her for not to have a knas. Atu Kahuna. Tosfos Rush says differently. He says, Mida Oraisa, Suffolk is the Cheskas Heter. But Mida Rabbanan, Hechmiru, to ask her anyway. But what does it say different? He says, but look at what Rav Dosa says. Rav Dosa says, Truma's Drabanan, Knasa Dal Raisa. For Tosos, they're both Drabanan. So he has to say, and then you have to say, like Rashi, that Truma's difference is not Hazah. Like, not only is this case Drabanan, the whole idea of Truma's Drabanan. He says, no. He says, Knasa Dal Raisa, Mida Oraisa, in Safek, right, is Pater Bimamon. Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Haraya. And that's what's Rabbi Dosa's difference. What does Rabbi Dosa mean according to Tosos Rush? What does Rabbi Dosa mean? Not Rabbi Dosa. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Truma is Midrabanan, but Knas is Midaraisa? According to Dosos, it means in general, like Rashi. Truma Bizman Azeh in general is Drabanan, Knas in general is Daraisa. For the Tosus Rashi means no. In this case of Shvuya, the Isser Truma is only Drabanan because Midaraisa she followed the Cheskes Heter and only Midarabanan you don't follow the Cheskes Heter. But the Isser, but the Turfim Knas is Daraisa because the most of it are Elvaraya. That's his machlokas with Rashi. So what does it mean that Truma is Drabanan and Knas is Daraisa? Do you have to say it's Bizman Azeh and the whole institution of Truma is Drabanan? Or you say no, in this case, the chumrah and kuhn is drabbanan because we should have followed Cheskes Heter. The chumrah to make her lose her knas is daraisa because the motzi mechorel of haraya. Who is the Rambam like?
Neither.
But okay. He starts out similar too. What?
Well,
I guess that's enough. What did the Rambam say that's interesting? Anyone tell me what the Rambam says? Why does the Rambam think Shvuya is only midrabbanan? Right, basically, Tosa says, why is Shvuya only Asur Midrabanan? Because she was really not Nivala, it's just a Chumrah. She was probably not Nivala, just a Chumrah. Why did the Rosh think it's only Midrabanan? Ah, because it's 50-50, Cheskes Heter, it's just a Chumrah. Why does the Rambam think it's Shvuya is only Asur Midrabanan? What? Exactly, he says, really, the odds are Safek, and Mida Oraisa. What is a Mida Oraisa? Suffik Oraisa is? Lekula. This is the unique sheet of the Rambam, right? This is Machlok between the Rambam and the Rashi from the Ran and Moshe Rishonim, versus the Rashi from the Ran and Moshe Rishonim. Whether Suffik Oraisa Lechumra is itself a Din Oraisa or a Din Rabbanan. Right? According to the Rashi from the Ran and the Rishonim, Suffik Oraisa Lechumra Mida Oraisa. According to the Rambam, no. Mida Oraisa is Suffik Oraisa Lekula. Only Midrabanan Suffik Oraisa is Lechumra. So according to the Rashi, why is it only Midrabanan? According to the Rambam, because, meaning, there's no special Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. This is the Din Klali, the general Din. There it goes, are all Safik D'Oraisas are the Chumrah. Right? The reason Shvuya is also D'Rabbanan, that's not a special Gzeirah on Shvuya. Not like Tosos. She's really not Nibbalah, but they made a special Gzeirah anyway. Or like the Rush. Really 50-50, and we are real of Kula. But they made a Gzeirah anyway. For the Rambam, it's a general Gzeirah. It's a 50-50. All 50-50s in all areas of Halacha were Mutter Midaraisa. And the Rabbanan came where Gozer and all Safik Daraisa they should be Lachumra. That's why Shvuya is only an Isser Drabbanan. How would the Rambam explain why she has no Knas? Would he agree with Tosos or the Tosos Rush? Obviously. Is it Drabbanan she has no Knas or Daraisa she has no Knas? John? She has no knas midaraisa or midrabanan. According to the Rambam. Well, according to the Rambam, it's a real 50-50 suffix. So? What?
No knas.
Midaraisa, there's no knas. Right? Suffix is pater mimamon. Hamos echavero. Olafaraya. Right? When it comes to isurim, only the rabbanan were gozer machmer and suffix isurim. When it comes to mammon, if I owe Aaron money or not, it's midaraisa that we're machmer on something and we don't make me pay him the money. That he can't be mosing the mammon me something. That's obviously the principle of midaraisa. I'm mosing it all the right. Okay, that is the Rambam. Is there a fourth shita or not? Is very unclear. I'm a little misopic about it, yes?
Isn't that Tosis Rid that said that she's a chaskas nivala?
The Tosus, what does the Tosus Rid say there?
I found a Chavzayin of Days, I think. On the Mishnah, it says that in the Karkon, it says it was Chesed Nivola.
says the Rid and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis.
Is on the mission. Maybe it was on
Chav Zayin Amud Aleph.
Yeah.
Okay, that the Bechezka Shenivalu Kainu. Manusa Ashur LeKohen, that we assume she was Nivala. Okay, that's going to be a little tricky. Let me come back to that. Because the question is what he means. If she means Midra Abdonim or Machsa Bechezka's Nivala, then that could agree with any of these Shitas. If she means Midra, if he means Daraisa, then it's going to be very hard to understand why Bishvuya Hikilu if it's a Chazaka. But let's come back to that. Let me just point out, this is what the Kobashi Urim, etc. says. What's the basis of the machlokas here? Why does the Rambam not like the Tosas Rosh's shot? Why not just say it's because of Cheskas Heter? Why does he have to say it's because it's Sof Daraisa is only Lakula, is only Lachomer Midrabanan? So the Nod Yehuda, just summarize the Kobashi Urim here, assumes what lies behind it. Tosas Rosh thinks that the Cheskas Heter is Machriya the Safik. Why didn't the Rambam think Cheskas Heter is Machriya the Safik? Why didn't the Rambam think Cheskas Heter is Machriya the Safik? What does the Rambam say? It's a real Safik Daraisa. But, and we're Machriya because it's Safik Daraisa L'Chomer. Luckily, Safik Daraisa L'Chomer is only Darbanan. Why doesn't he say, really, it's a Cheskas Heter? So the Achronim assume, because the Gemara says, and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, what does it say about Rove? I hope this is Daf Chav Zayin. Am I wrong? If so, then I apologize. In 1 second. Where does it say Rovo of the Chavim Prutzim Barais? Maybe it's earlier. Yeah, I apologize. Now, if you'd give me a little bit, the Gemara says about Shvuya, Rovo of the Chavim Prutzim Barais. I'll just read you the lines. Says the lines. The Gemara says, a woman who is alone with a man, isn't that the same as Shvuya? The Gemara says, no. Amarlo shiny Shvuya, it's a rove of the Chum Prutzim Barayasim. No, rove of the Chum Prutzim Barayasim. Okay. Then the Gemara says, there's also a problem. There seems to be a rove, if rove of the Chum Prutzim Barayas, and she's a Shvuya, right, and she has no choice in the matter, then the rove would go against the Chazaka.
Okay.
Right, so Pashas, that's how the Achronim explain the Rambam, explain the Nod Yehuda, it's just summarized by the Kodesh Yerim here, explains the Nod Yehuda, Rov Ovde Kochabim Prutzim Ba'arayos weakens the Cheskas Heter. Okay, Rov Ovde Kochabim Prutzim Ba'arayos weakens the Cheskas Heter, and that's why the Rambam doesn't say it's the Cheskas Heter. He says it's a real unresolved suffix. It's an unresolved suffix. Why is it only Drabanan? Ah, because unresolved suffix, according to the Rambam, are only Midrabanan. Why does the Rush think that this is not true? So here, it's not 100% clear, but the Rush will say, what about, and either, the Rush would say,
is the Rush or
the Tosus? The Tosus Rush. The Tosus Rush would say, he would say one of two things. Either he could say, Rove are Prutzen but don't necessarily, let's see better.
So how's, yeah.
Why does he think they're still a Cheskas Heter? So here there seem to be two different explanations. One is the Mishloh Melech assumes Af al pi Sherov Akum Prutzim Ba'arayos Lo Mazalzli Ba Kulihai. says like the Lashon of Reb Dosa. Everyone agrees with Reb Dosa. Yes, most Akam are Prutz of Arayas. But that doesn't mean that they'll be Ma'anis every single girl that they capture. It means in general, the Prutz of Arayas. You want to know if they lead a chaste lifestyle or a prust lifestyle? Okay, by the Rove, Rav Akam lead a prust lifestyle. But that doesn't mean that every time they capture a woman, they're necessarily going to take advantage of her. They're Prutz of Arayas in general. When they capture women, maybe they stick to business. So therefore, that doesn't destroy the Cheskes Hatcher. Or the Noda Behuda says the Noda Behuda based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. Our Gears in the Gemara in Kiddushin. What is our Gears in the Gemara in Kiddushin? Why are they Mekel by Shvuya? What does our Gears say in the Gemara in Kiddushin? It says there were more Mekel in Shvuya. Why are they more Mekel in Shvuya? The comparison is they're more Mekel in Shvuya than by Shailas of Eshesesh.
Because they make themselves, they make
themselves. Right. So one day a brother Rishon there is because Shvuya is only a lav and it's not a chiyuv misa. One day in the Rishonim is because, and that would match the Noda Behuda. Shvuya, we don't necessarily know that they slept with her, but our Gersa is because Menav Lenav Shelagavi Shavai. There are Megel and Shvuya. She's Menav. What does a Shvuya do? Every Shvuya knows what might happen. So what does she do? She makes herself look ugly. As soon as a woman is captured, she's menav lenafsha. She tries to make herself unattractive to repulse the captors. Because after all, they're not interested in unattractive women. So therefore, the Noda Behuda says is that menav lenafsha, the gabe shaboy, she makes herself look ugly to the captors, right? So, counterbalances Rove Akum Prutzen Barayas. Yes, there's Rove Akum Prutzen Barayas, but that's counterbalanced by Menavla Nafshel Gavi Shavoy. So we're left with Cheskes Heter. So that seems to be the Machlokas. Rambam says there's no Cheskes Heter. Why is it Midrabanan? Ah, because luckily all 50-50 Sveikos are only Midrabanan. The Rush says it's the Cheskes Heter. That's why it's only Midrabanan in Yisurim. Why? The Rambam would say Rove Prutzen Barayas is no Cheskes Heter. The Rosh would say either Rove Prutzen, that doesn't mean Rove take advantage of their shvuyos, or Rove Prutzen but menav lenafshe. Tosos is not. What does Tosos think? Tosos thinks it's not even a suffix without a chazaka or a suffix with a chazaka. Tosos thinks it's not a suffix at all. How do I know it's not a suffix at all? Because the Rabbanan had to be gozer to take away knas. Mida Raisa, she's vadai besula. Right? Mida Raisa, she's vadai besula. She gets a knas Mida Raisa. Right? That's right here. Vadai besula. Not just based on chazaka. Mida Raisa, she's vadai besula. Okay, watch shot in Tosos. Yeah? That's because of the Rove, because Rove of the Chum Prutzen Barayas is what the Noda Behuda says.
That's Cheskes.
What?
What about Cheskes Aguf?
No, a Rove beats a Cheskes Aguf also. A Rove beats a Cheskes Aguf. I mean, Cheskes Aguf and Cheskes Tash are the same thing here. They don't count as two things.
According to those Saras, if you do take into account Cheskes Hedja, what can you mean once you based on Cheskes Aguf?
So first of all, keep in mind, it was only one sheet in the last sugya could be multi-mom based on Cheskes Aguf. Right? It was not everyone's shita. So lechora, the answer is that those of the Rosh are the opinion that you can't be multi-mom based on Cheskes Aguf. Maybe in the case of Kamnin Zachamhoya, but this is Kol Shenol Sof Rishu Zohol Lovi Rai. That's not this case. Simple pshat is you can't be multi-mom based on Cheskes Aguf.
What did she claim?
But
if she's like bari or not?
No, simple pshat is, what if it's a bari b'shem on a cheskes haguf?
She claims it.
Meaning, why don't we say bari b'shem on cheskes haguf? After all, with some of this case, how does he know what happened when she was a shvuya, right? And she claims to know. So why not say bari b'shem on cheskes haguf for having a liel kibiyotzi mamon? Maybe that's svar of Tosos, right? The Achron never explained the svar of Tosos. Maybe that's the svar of Tosos. Maybe the svar of Tosfos is that Bari Vishem and Cheskes Aguf is Motzi Mamon. Why Why doesn't Tosas Rush say that?
Is Tosas only saying there's no kanas only if it's only by a coin?
No.
When you
no,
kick in.
Because even if Yisrael is Ma'am Yisr, we're afraid she might marry a coin next time. So we can't have a kanas. Anyway, that's a good question.
You can still say for Tosos that maybe he really thinks it's a Sopnik too.
Right, maybe Tosos, what's the Svara? Here the Akronim don't assume. What Lubet wants to say is. Right, Lubet or Loewy, someone's an L, right? It's a Cheskas Hagof plus Bari Veshema for Mamanos. And a Cheskas Hagof plus Bari Veshema is enough to be Motzi Mamon, right?
So why is there no Knas?
What?
So why is there no Knas?
Only as a Gzira. Right? That's what Tosa said.
And then by Truma though it'd be a Suffolk Doraisa.
What?
Then by Truma we'd say it's still a Suffolk Doraisa.
And maybe that's what Tosa's meant. Yeah. And maybe that's what I mean for Truma, it's not Dachut to say that's what Tosa's meant. Yeah. Right? That's definitely not definitely possible. And again, now I don't know how to answer this one. The other answer could be is that Tosus just thinks that, or that it's not really a suffix at all, because min hastam lo mezalzalin. Maybe Tosu just thinks it's not a suffix in the first place. It's a chash rachok. The odds are very, very strong against that they would actually violate the captive woman, and therefore Tosu thinks it's not even a suffix in the first place. But I like what you're saying, I'm just not sure how to defend it. Okay, we still have. Yeah?
That's what we thought in the first place when I asked about the Gamliel, but I thought Tosus are right. The Mishnah has told every other Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel over from Yeshua.
The Mishnah here is not told on Rabbi Gamliel. You're saying if the Mishnah, the whole first parak told you when it's the Tolly on Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, and dang it, don't give you the Bryce of Rosh Hashanah, those are Bryces. So maybe that's why the Tosus Rush wants, but then the Tosus Rush would only be valid according to Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning he's not covering both bases. He's only explaining the Gemara leave Derby Shua, because the has a line that Truma's Rav Banan, and so it's iffy. Okay, let me just point out, we're not going to have time to get to Rashi here, who may be very, very interesting. Let me just point out, what's the nafkamina of all this? What's the nafkamina of what her status is Midoraisa? Bottom line, we know what her status is Lamaisa. We know for Kahuna, she's Usher. And we know for Knas, she doesn't get a Knas. Right? Mefurish Vishnai is all over Shas. Including here. So what's the nafkamina of this whole machlokus we've shown? What do you suffer? We don't know if she was a shvuya or not? No, if we don't know if she was a shvuya or not, then for sure that's what's happened. Nafkamina is the minchas chinuch, no? What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina of what? Of this. Of whether the knas is drabbanan or daraisa. Nafkamina is the following case. What if... Basically, the nafkamina is, do we say b'shvuyah hikilu for knas? What do I mean by that? What if you have a... Eid Echad says, lo nivala, does she get a knas? What if you have an Eid Echad who says she wasn't nivala? Lo nivala, right? Not even an echad, a kata b'seich lefi tuma, or a shifchad da, even a very bad echad. Right? Right? What if you have a very weak echad even, who says, I was also captured, and I saw they left her alone. I was watching the whole time, I saw they left her alone. You know, I was her cellmate. Right? She's captured with her shifcha. Her shifcha says, I can testify she wasn't violated. Oh, we never believe the ones on her own lady in waiting. Come on, we'll always lie for her. No, b'shvuyah hikilu. So what would you say? What does the Minchas Chinuch say in this case? Says the Minchas Chinuch, what if you have Eid Echad that says she's okay? What does the Minchas Chinuch say?
They're Basula, so they have Knas.
Then they're Basula, they have Knas. Is that so Pashut?
Yeah.
Is that so Pashut?
What
so...
What about Eid Echad made by Allah? She collects the Basula.
That's a special Tachanit Rabbanan. That's not fair. So, say the later Akronim... They say if you hold like Tosfos, then you would agree with the Minchas Chinuch. What does the Minchas Chinuch say? Yesh lo knas. Why? The whole reason he doesn't have a knas is Xeru because of Kahuna. But she's Muteris le Kahuna. Right? Because she's Muteris le Kohen. If she's Muteris le Kohen, why are they able to make Xeru not to give her a knas? I mean, if all the knas are Xeru onto Kahuna, she's Muteris le Kahuna, shine. But according to the Rambam Tosas Rosh, Rav Shach speaks this out, he goes a little further, in the Abi Ezri, Alatar, on the Rambam, on the Rambam of Shvuya, in the first paragraph of Narvasula, he says, should be Ein Laknas. Why? Because, Mide Oraisa Ein Laknas, and Ein Echad is not Neman. Right? Lohotzi Mamon. Everyone knows an Erech is not Neman for Mamonos. So that should be an Afkamina. This Minchas Chinuch is not so Pashat. The Minchas Chinuch says, Ah, Beshvuyeh Heikilu. So once Beshvuyeh there, Mikkel, she can marry Kohen. She can also get a Knas, because the whole reason for Knas is she won't come to marry Kohen. But, not so Pashat. According to the Tosos Rush, according to the Rambam, Mida Oraisa, it's a 50-50 subject, she has no Knas. I understand when it's a 50-50 subject, if you owe me money, an Erech can come and say, I have to pay money? That's ridiculous. If it's a 50-50 suffix, of course we don't believe in Ein Echad. Right? If there were, I don't know, there were two dogs, and one of them ripped your pants. And Ein Echad said it was my dog. Of course I don't have to pay. Mapidom, and Ein Echad's not never to be multi-moment if it's a real multi-moment of Araya. Multi-moment of Araya means two Echad, not Ein Echad. So this would be a practical nafkamina of the Minchas Chinuch thinks it's Dabar Pashut, but the Minchas Chinuch is speaking in the language, taka, of Tosos a bit. That's what he says at the end of this piece. Right, but over to Beteris Lekoen, Lahavi B'chal Shvuya Klal, V'yesh L'Knas. But according to the Rambam, Tosos Rosh, what do you mean? It was a real 50-50 suck, it was a real Varaya, and Echad's not gonna work in a case where it was a real Varaya. So that's, Rav Ezri, Rav Shach says this in the Abi Ezri, and Narav Sulu, Perk Alephon Chayyud, and some of the other later Echad, that could be an Afkamina. What we just didn't get to, we'll have to pick up with tomorrow, is what Rashi Shita is, and then we'll come back to the Tosos Rid. Perhaps that Doug pointed out. What's Rashi Shita in this is very unclear. And if we got a chance to look at the Maramal Shachar and the Mishnah Melech, it became even more unclear. So we'll pick up with that Amir Toshem next time. What? Mostly they're medayik from the Rashi and Baba Kama. I have something to think about.